Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I am here for you. I am here for you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with some positivity to give you the keys to the door that will open up to your happiness. That's what we want. We just want to be happy. And that's why I'm hearing from everybody. Everybody's texting me. I'm getting a lot of you sending emails. What? You don't have the text number? Oh, okay. It's 304-506-3332. Send me a text. I want to hear from you. Also, the big news, well, I guess it's not big anymore if you've been listening to the show. I am writing my first book. It should be out this summer, hopefully sooner. I just have to keep reading it and editing it so it's good. Anyway, if you've got something you want me to talk about or you want a different perspective on something you're dealing with in life, oftentimes a different perspective will help you to make a better decision. So hearing from somebody else, it helps sometimes. So if you want to hear what I got to say about it, go to bepositivepodcast.com/yourstory and tell me all about it, man. I will discuss it on an upcoming podcast and I'll give you a shout out on the air, just like Ryan from New York. Hey, Ryan, shout out to you, man, in New York. I love NYC. I love it. I love it. I hope that you're enjoying the show. Thanks for taking the time to write in and to send me a letter here. So I'm going to, we're going to talk about that, and that is the topic of this show. How do I know when it's time for a change? Well, Ryan, I'm going to read your letter and see if I can help you out. It starts off, I have been listening to your podcast for the past few weeks and really appreciate your words that help me stay positive every morning. I know you say that if there is something we are not happy with in life, we should change it. I have been working a job I feel miserable in for a year. It is my first real job out of school. So at that point, I just thought that any job related to my degree was good enough. I have thought about it a lot and now have a clear direction of where I want to be. My passion lies in medical technology, which is a big industry in California. I've been applying in jobs in California for over 6 months and I've put in over 120 applications. I've had a couple of interviews, but no luck landing anything yet and was getting very frustrated, so I decided to switch up my approach. And now I am focusing more time on networking with people in my preferred industry and location. I am hoping this new approach will help me find the next job quicker. Well, that will. It will. Networking is a great way to connect with people. At the same time, my current job is getting more unbearable every day. It used to be just a job I hated, but now there is drama with my managers, which has also made the situation worse. I want to quit so badly, but my friends and family tell me to stick it out until I find a new job. They also tell me I need to compromise and start looking for jobs in other states. I've heard that you should stay in your second job at least 2 years to avoid looking like a job hopper. So I really want to make sure this is the right move and I'll be happy there. Well, I'm going to stop right there and interject. Don't stay in the job just for that, because people don't care anymore about being a job hopper if it's only your second job. I've always dreamed of living in California, so the fact that the meditech industry is so big there, it seems like the perfect fit, and this is what I want. You just answered your question right there. Okay, my questions to you are my friends and family right? No. Next question. Do I need to compromise my dream job and location? No. Next question. Also, with my current job, at what point should I quit, even if I don't have the next thing lined up? Thanks for any advice you can give. Ryan from New York. Well, Ryan, how's it going? A lot of people are in this situation. They're in a job that they hate. They're in a field that they want to change fields or get a better position in the field. So if you're in a job that you hate, you have to really sit down and decide what you want to do in life and what your goal is. And it sounds like you have your dream job. You want to work in the meditech industry in California and you know what you want to do. So you have that part done. Now the question is, how much are you willing to sacrifice to get it? How much are you willing to eat shit to get that job that you really want? And how long can you maintain your drive to get to that position? And how much can you deal with until you get there? Because if you think about it, people who have made it really big or made it big in companies or been successful in their work, it doesn't come easy. If it came easy, everybody would be a millionaire. Everyone would have their dream job. But it's not easy. But the first thing you have to do, the first thing you have to do is look deep inside and really think about what you are willing to give up. Forget about what your family says. Forget about what your friends say. Forget about what anybody else says, because no one else can give you a valid opinion of what you should do with your life, because they have no clue who you are. Even your mom, your dad, your closest friends, they don't know everything about you. So they don't have all the facts. They don't have all the data to make a valid decision for you. They can make suggestions, which is fine. And that gives you perspective to look at different sides of it. Maybe someone will point out something that you haven't thought about and give you another way to think about what you can do with your life. But no one has the data to make the decision. No one should be forcing their decision on you. But if they suggest it and you're thinking about it, then you're not 100% confident in what you're doing, which is probably why you have written this letter to me. So I would tell you to sit down and think about how bad you want to be in the meditech industry in California. You've already applied to 120 places. You've been applying for 6 months, but sometimes it might take years to get the job that you want. Now you have a job that you hate. Guess what? That's 75% of the people in the world. They deal with it to pay their bills, and they will deal with it. Most people will deal with it forever and just not put in the work, because most people are afraid of change, you know, because change is frightening. It reminds you of what you're not doing. If you want to change to get a better job and you're scared of it, well, now you know you're not striving to get that better job, so you're afraid of that. And when you make a change, like to go for this job or go for this position or to follow that dream, you do it alone. You always do it alone. Even if people say, I support you in that, you're doing it alone. Because if you fail, it's you. If you succeed, it's you. And that's the beauty of it. So now you're in the position, Ryan, that you have this dream, you have this goal, you've got people telling you should stick it out or look for jobs in other states. Now, and you have to think about, do you want to live a certain place or do you want to have a certain job? Or do you want to have it all? So it's going to take you longer to reach that goal. If you want to do a certain job and you can't get that job in the meditech industry that you want in California right now because you've already put in a bunch of applications, you have to think, maybe if I apply at a job in some other state in North Dakota or whatever and get my credibility by doing it and then start applying and keep applying to California where you want to go to, you have to figure out what sacrifices you're willing to make. Do you want to sacrifice your location for the job? Do you want to sacrifice the job to stay in California? Hey man, I've been in California. It's nice out there. So whatever you want to do, it's up to you. And if you don't want to compromise, if you do not want to leave California and you know in your gut that you're good enough to get that job in the meditech industry out there, then go with your gut. Go with what's going to make you feel right. Because if you follow what your friends have said, okay, go look for a job in other states, and you really don't want to, and you just want to wait and stick it out, and maybe stick it out at your other job, or if you're that good, go to into the industry. Go to the place that you want to work. I'm sure if you have a dream job there, there's a specific place you want to work. So target that place. Go into that place, find out who's in charge, how they hire, and volunteer to work for a week or a month for free, if you can afford that. This is an old school technique that people have done. You go in and you volunteer and say, I am willing to work for free to show you how good I am for your company, how much you need me here, to show you my desire to work for your company in this field is so strong that I will do it for free to show you how good I am. And then after that month, if you don't want to hire me, then I will walk away and it will be a lesson learned. But if you do want to hire me, then you will pay me that month's salary and pay me the salary I want to start the job. And you go with that confidence and that attitude, you're going to get shot down a lot. Trust me. But somebody's going to go, man, this guy, Ryan, I tell you what, he's willing to come in here for free and take a chance on me not liking him. He must be confident. I got to see what he's about. Someone will take you up on it. And the person that does, you don't have to do a month, maybe 2 weeks. I mean, it's up to you. But the person that takes you up on it and says, that guy, he just something about him, then that is going to stick. And you'll find your job. You got to be creative. You've got to be creative and you got to figure out what it's going to take to get the job that you want in the state that you want. So what have we learned from this podcast? Well, Ryan, we learned that you've got a dream, you've got a goal, you know what you want. Now the question is, what are you willing to give up to get what you want? Because you can't get something for nothing. You've taken the time to learn your trade. You want to be really good at it. You want the job that you want. Sometimes you have to take something less and something different, maybe a different state, a different job to get to your point. So make a plan to get to where you want to get to. Maybe you can't just jump right into the field where you want to jump in. And maybe that's why you've put out 120 applications. You have to find a way into the field. If you want to stay in California, find a way into the field and prove yourself. You have to prove yourself in order to get the job. And once you're in it, then you're going to be so happy. So it's, you just have to really evaluate what you're willing to give up. It's, and that goes for anybody listening. If there's something that you want in life, a goal that you want, a position that you want, a person that you want, a job, a place to live, a car, whatever you want, you have to give something to get something. You have to figure out what you want to give up to get what you want. If you want a fancy, fancy car, maybe you're going to give up your time with your family so you can work more to make more money to get that car. If you want that big house, maybe you're going to have to cut back on your expensive clothes or eating out or getting that $5 coffee, whatever you have to cut back on. But you have to make sacrifices to get the things that you want. And it's all a give and take. And once you figure out that game, then your life is going to be smooth sailing, my friend. All right, Ryan. So figure out what you're willing to give up and what you really want to do. And I'd like, you know what? I'd like to hear the follow up on this and find out what you decided to do and how your progress is going. Let us know if you got that job you wanted or if you had to move. Okay. Anyway, that, how do I know when it's time for a change? Well, you feel it in your gut. You really feel it. And when change is frightening, remember, change is frightening and you're going to get resistance from everywhere. When you step into that river of change and you start to change your life or change your way of thinking, it's going to be difficult. It's not going to feel comfortable, but stay there. Keep going. If you believe in it, don't give up. Don't give up. And soon it will become a habit. It'll become your life. That's the way it works, man. That's the way it works. Well, thanks a lot. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. Remember, if you want to drop me a quick note, ask me a question, you got a topic for the show, pick up your phone, dial 304-506-3332. It's been blowing up and I will get to everybody's emails also. I have about 7 other emails I have to discuss. We got something from Jackie D, from Jose, from Liliana. Those are coming up in upcoming shows. Thanks for writing in, guys. I really appreciate everybody paying attention to this show and just keep spreading the positivity. Stay positive. Stay on the path. We can change. We can change this world. All right. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.